Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3. Career 360, hosted by Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
Now we're happy to have our resident career coach, Adrian Chu, CEO and founder of Career Agility International, join us every Thursday to talk us through staying relevant and having long, successful careers.
Mm-hmm. And today we're talking about future-proofing your career in today's disruptive environment. Well, Howie and myself, we got a bit scared after last week's session, to be honest. So Adrian, let's start with if all careers at every stage are in danger of being disrupted, regardless of industry as well.
Yeah, in fact, what we experience now is that we are seeing people who have been retrenched. Their profiles are getting younger and younger. So we very recently had this person come in. He was only 27 and he was retrenched. Looks like no one's immune to that nowadays.
Any chance you could tell us what industry he was from?
He was in the technology industry, actually. But It wasn't really his fault because the company was acquired.
Mm-hmm.
And then he had to let go. But you know, because he was young and I would guess you could say relatively cheap as well. cheaper, right? Younger guys.
Okay.
He found a job very quickly and he bounced back. But nonetheless, it was still nerve-wracking for him because it's not a pleasant experience you want to go through any point in your life.
Mm. Mm-hmm. So last week we talked about signs to look out for that you might be retrenched. Today, let's not get to that point.
Yeah.
So talk us through what needs to be put in place, which helps future-proof our careers in the face of disruption as well.
Yeah, I think one of the things, there are three things you can do. And one of the first things is you have to understand not to be complacent. As I said in the last session we had, you have to understand that no one's job is guaranteed nowadays. And we're all at risk of being replaced either by a cheaper labor, by a younger model of ourselves, or even by AI as well. So one of the things you need to do is you need to have a real, long, honest look at yourself and ask yourself, what does this role that I'm in now have longevity, career longevity? As in, will there be continued demand for the role I'm in the industry I'm in? And even if there is, the next question is, do I want to be in this role for the next 10, 15 years?
Mm-hmm.
So you might be doing exceptionally well. Like we have this, I know this person who's 38 years old. He's a divorce lawyer. Very good, successful one. But he's saying, this job is killing me on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been good at it, but I don't see myself doing this for the next 15 years, 20 years. So what do I do to change? So you need to have a very good and honest talk with yourself about, is there longevity in my role? And if there isn't, then the next thing you need to do is, what am I going to do about it? What's my career strategy?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not just going to float around. In order to prevent yourself from being disrupted, you need to have a strategy. So firm, hard steps that you need to take in order to avoid the disruption. And the third thing you should do is, once you have a strategy in place, the question you need to ask yourself is, do I want to go it alone? Or do I want to get someone to help me, be it a career mentor or be it a professional? So there are options available where you can speak to a career mentor. It's a good idea. Someone, if you have a mentor who can help you, then that will be really helpful.
Presumably in the same industry, or maybe in the industry you may want to change to or something.
Yeah, good point, Howie. In fact, what we recommend is have many mentors if you can. But one thing we really advise against is talking to friends. Because friends are well-meaning,
sure,
but they're not skilled in this particular area.
Mm.
So, you know, you get interesting but quite useless advice like, you should follow your passion, no matter where. Don't worry about the money. It's like, no, worry about the money. It's your bills to pay.
Okay.
So get advice from a career expert. Sometimes it's just worth the investment.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Maybe you can talk a little bit more about like a mid-career professional, for instance, Adrian, someone who has not done many things to kind of prepare themselves for this to hit them. So how quickly can they kind of like get up to speed, so to speak?
Yeah, like not thought about the three things that you just talked about, right?
Exactly, yeah.
Well, I think one of the key areas, when we talk to mid-career executives, PMETs, one of the areas which they often look at and the question they ask themselves is, can I see myself in this role for the next 10, 15 years? Do I want to do a career switch? A lot of times they want to switch, but they have no idea how to do it. So one of the things they need to do is they need to do the research. What are their core skills? What's their interests? What are they good at? And more importantly, what do they want to have more of? And one of the things as well, if you're in mid-career right now, you need to ask yourself, if I want a better job, but what is a better job?
Mm-hmm.
Is a better job more money? It's a better job, more free time to spend with my kids, or it's a better job, more meaningful work. So a lot of times we get clients coming in and say, Adrian, I want a better job. And we ask them, so you have to define what are your career drivers, what would make you happy. So it's not offered, not always about the money, because we have people coming in. And the other thing is interesting is, what is mid-career? Is a 35-year-old mid-career or is a 45-year-old mid-career? If you look at when you start work at 25 and you retire at 65, right, 45 is technically mid-career.
Yeah.
So what exactly? And when you're at 45, your priorities may have changed. You're no longer looking for the money. You may be looking for free time with your kids. So you need to understand, if you're in a mid-career now, what would make me happy? How do I drive my career to achieve that element that makes me happy?
At the risk of sounding impatient and pragmatic as well, how quickly can one have that kind of conversation with themselves?
Well, it depends on how detailed you want to be.
Yeah.
It generally takes time to formulate the strategy. But even after you've formulated the strategy, a career switch, a job switch takes anywhere between 3 months to 6 months to run. But if you're planning a drastic career switch, for instance, if you are...
Complete industry change,
yeah, complete industry change, complete role change, yeah, that will take a bit longer, and it may not occur in the next move. You may have to take time, maybe a year, to reskill, retool, and to rebrand and remarket yourself into that space. And so it does take a bit of time. Normally we don't see snap of the finger career switches unless you're very, very clear as to what you want to do, and it's a lot of planning involved, actually.
Adrian, last week we also spoke about certain things that you should kind of have in place which would help you out. Having your network in place, for example, making sure you've branded yourself correctly for whatever industry you're in, if you're looking to switch to a better job, etc. There's obviously effort involved in order to get that up and running and maintained. Talk to us about that.
Yeah, so it's what we always dwell on is that you need to have a career strategy, because a lot of times people think that, oh, I just need to have a ready or a good CV on hand that's ready. But it's not just about the CV. It's about being ready. Like Oprah Winfrey said something really interesting. Someone once asked her, what is luck? Why are you so lucky? And she said, luck is just when preparedness meets opportunity. So when the opportunity comes along, if you're prepared, then you got it. So a lot of times you have to be prepared. You need to know what your skills are, what a better job looks like. And when, you know, you never know, a headhunter might call you up, or an ex-boss may just pick up the phone and say, hey, how are you doing? Let's talk about something. At least you're prepared to talk about what you want more of, what your skills are, and you're clear as to what you want to do. But a lot of times when we talk to people in the market, they are not really thinking about careers. And they're not really thinking about what they want to do. All they're focused on is they're looking at their job, they're looking at their KPIs, they're looking at, next month's targets, am I reaching those? So one of the advice we always give is don't focus on your job, focus on your career. So that's one of the things you need to do. And a career strategy is not cast in stone as well. You have to continually edit. You have to continually... It's always work in progress. You've got to refine it as the market changes, as the demand for skills change, and even as your life situation changes, your career strategy changes as well.
Mm-hmm. How continual do you mean? Every day have a look at it?
Look at it.
That's a bit paranoid. But I would say, you know, keep it at the top of your mind. Every quarter, review it. Have a look at it. But as I always say, you know, you can do it alone, or you can get someone to help you, a professional. It's just like weight loss. You can try go on a fad diet, and you'll lose like 5 kilograms in a week or two, but it's going to be just water, and you've got to put it back on and then some the following month.
So, or get a trainer.
Yeah, get a trainer, exactly. Yeah. And the fun thing is, the trainer, he's going to give you tough love. He's going to make you suffer and sweat for it. But you know, it in the long run, it's effective and it works. So it's a good investment. And what we're seeing now is a trend of executives investing in career coaches, which is really amazing.
Do they give you tough love to career coaches?
All the
time. I can't take it. I'm a delicate flower.
Like a gym trainer.
Yes.
There are individuals out there, and they do find that speaking to an experienced career coach helps a lot.
Are there certain job types in certain industries which may allow you to kind of like coast a little bit?
I'd like to find out which one I want to sign up for that. But no. The answer is yes. There are some jobs that you can coast, but the big question is,
do you want to and for how long?
Right. For how long, right? Yeah. Right. If you can coast in a job, yeah, but you know, you might get fatigued, you might get bored. Mm-hmm. And one of the more dangerous elements of coasting on a job is that if you coast on a job for too long and when you're suddenly 52.
Mm, it's too late.
It's too late. It's like, oh no, what skills have you got? Oh, yeah. I've been doing this particular role for so long. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. And suddenly you realize that that role has been disintermediated by technology or something, and then you're in trouble. Mm-hmm. So yeah, you can coast, but don't coast for too long. Mm. And you got to figure out what's the next move.
This continual career strategy editing or looking at, as you said, maybe every quarter or something, how different is it, say, for people at different stages of their careers?
Was
that a good rule of thumb for everyone to have?
I think you should continually adjust your strategy as the market moves along. But a lot of times what we call triggers happen. So suddenly you may have a new boss coming in. And I may have to reevaluate my... Mm-hmm. Or there's a baby on the way, you know. Or, my kids have graduated. So whenever there's a trigger or a change in circumstances, then you will have to embark on a re-strategizing. So it's almost like financial planning.
Right.
Suddenly you just got to keep... When something happens, I should reevaluate and redo my numbers again.
Right. What do you think are the biggest obstacles people face while maintaining their career agility?
I think it's the fear of the unknown, because if you go on and what if I don't like the answers, you know? What if I am looking at myself and I'm looking and I don't like what I'm seeing, in the sense that I'm afraid that what I want to do is not going to pay me much or enough. How do I handle it? And so a lot of times,
a strange thing, this avoidance, you know?
Yeah, and denial. Right. And denial as well, and complacency. So it helps to have a realistic look at your current situation and where you want to be. But as I always say, it's best to get advice from your mentor or somebody who knows how to help you.
Given us a lot to think about, Adrian Chu, CEO and founder of Career Agility International. He joins us every Thursday on Career 360 to talk us through issues pertaining to the manpower sector here in Singapore and also our careers. You can find him at careeragility.org. That's careeragility.org. Adrian, thank you so much.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg. Or download the SPH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.